Cressham on a walk.
Yes, I can hear. What's going on, Martin? Where are you? Are you all right?
I'm all right. I'm on holiday in the north of Scotland. I was at a wedding last night.
Right.
Feeling slightly worse for wear today, it has to be
are
said.
You?
So I've come on a nice little walk. Rachel's here as well. Say hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
It's quite a frosty greeting from Rachel there, but she's got her eyes. We were walking in a really nice picturesque area, but now we're just on the side of a road trying to find a cafe. So that's what we're aiming for. But anyway, I am here in the very north of Scotland. You are there, and we're back for another edition of Nulpois.
Nulpois is shameful.
Nulpois is lack of respect for jurors.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nulpois is no fun.
Yes, there. Do you know where you're going, Martin? I'm just checking. You're going to be concentrating on this podcast, and then you're suddenly going to get lost or something.
Well, we think we know where we're going. Like I said, we were walking in the countryside. We're now just walking along a main road to a little village called Tarves, where there is, I am told, a cafe. With some nice cake waiting for me. So I shall be getting there as we discuss what's been going on in the world of Eurovision.
Good, good stuff. And yes, of course, I should say this is a Eurovision fan-based podcast. I'm Laura, that's Martin. We don't know everything about Eurovision, but we are trying to learn. And we appreciate you helping us out on this journey. Thank you very much to our patrons. We do have a Patreon. It is simply just patreon.com/Nulpois. And thank you very much to KMA, Nathan, Peter, Jem, Theo, Richard and Emma, our null pointers. We really appreciate you dropping us a little bit of dough to support the podcast. It's either £1 or £3. And with both of them, you basically get to hear the podcast a little bit earlier. 24 hours, I should say, at least, than when it goes out on the Sunday. So if you want to sort of be in touch with when we're recording things as soon as we edit them, then chuck us a couple of quid. Of course, you don't have to at all. If you don't want to give up that money, which is totally fine, you can also do it by simply just dropping us a review on iTunes, on Spotify. It really helps if you big up the podcast by reviewing us, as long as it's a good one. Or you can also just follow us on our various media channels, which I'll tell you a bit about later on. How are you doing, Martin? How's the walk going now? You're still not lost?
It's going very well. Can you hear that in the background? It's a helicopter just passing over.
Oh.
We're quite close to the coast here, and so what happens is every now and again, I guess they're sending people backwards and forwards from Aberdeen to the oil rigs, and so every now and again a load of helicopters will go past us, so that's what's going on right now. We're still walking along the side of the road. I can see some sheep, I can see lots of green fields, I can see some beautiful trees, the autumn leaves just starting to drop actually here. Looks
lovely.
Beautiful, the colours are really, really nice. And keep those Patreon supporters coming through if you possibly can. So far, I believe you've got enough to maybe, I think half a cup of coffee each. So
something like that.
You know,
maybe even one coffee each.
Could be as much as that. So every little helps. Right, what do we have to talk about in the world of Eurovision?
Yeah, well, this is the kind of time now when basically the countries, they start showing their plans for the national finals or what they're going to do to select their entrant. And so we've got a lot of that at the moment. So Finland is going to have a big party on their grand final. Now, Finland are quite well known for their national selection process of it going on for quite some time, and there being many entrants. There's quarterfinals, there's semifinals, and then there's the final. They've said for the grand final of what is called UMK, that's Uuden Musiikin Kilpailu. I didn't say that right.
But Unk.
Yeah, that's
Unk.
UMK. And that's happening on the 25th of February. That's the grand finale. And on this grand finale, not only will you be able to see the seven performances of the Eurovision hopefuls, and one of those is going to become the entrant, they're also going to do a pre-party and an after-party. So there's going to be all this kind of big party atmosphere for Finland's national selection, which I guess just proves to show that they love Eurovision and they take it quite seriously.
They do. And they're one of these countries that always brings the goods every year, don't they? And they always bring something different.
Yeah, like, I mean, remember, they had the Rasmus.
Yeah, they did. Big names turning out for Finland. And, of course, always bringing something different, I find. Of course, Lordi, etc., etc. I've got a question about the pre-party. Mm. At what point does a pre-party just become a party?
Well, it will be... I mean, it's a pre-party party, I guess. I suppose it's a party that's pre the event. So I suppose you'd say pre-show party. Maybe that's the way I should describe it.
Okay.
Thank you. Is that all right? Was that enough information?
Yeah,
for you
no,
now?
That's okay.
God, he's good.
That's all I need
what?
To know. Thank
you. Do you know
you,
what?
Yeah.
You're getting all pedantic just because you made a correction. Like you made an error. Now you're trying to find something with me. Well, you're not going to, Martin.
Look, I've not lived that error down, okay?
No,
fair enough.
Although
I need to relearn the alphabet.
Enjoyed it.
But yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. And more about that in correspondence a little bit later, yes. I would imagine.
Yes, well done. You did imagine correctly. We've also... Sorry, I've got a bit of a cough at the moment as well. I've not been well for many weeks, Martin. Moving on, we've got Ukraine. And they've also revealed details of their national final, which, of course, is pretty interesting considering the awful conditions that a lot of the country is having to endure at the moment. They are still going to have a Eurovision entry selection competition. Their grand finale that they're going to be doing, pretty different to Finland. It's going to be broadcast live on Saturday the 17th of December from a bomb shelter in Kiev.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my... That's kind of ridiculous. I suppose with these things, and to the outsider, you might be looking at that and thinking... doing any sort of show where you're kind of having fun and singing music in the middle of a war does seem a little bit ridiculous. But there's got to be points at which you take a break away from that and you take a moment to enjoy yourself. There's got to be light within the dark, and that's something that Eurovision can bring. Kind of mad that it's coming from a bomb shelter, though.
Yeah, and they've got 36 participants who are going to be taking part in what is called Vidbir. That's their Ukraine's grand finale. I mean, I guess I would wonder if part of the reason it's taking part in this bomb shelter is to obviously just remind everybody that these atrocities are still going on. And so whilst people are able to continue with lives in some respect, depending where they are in Ukraine, that this is what everyday life is like, and I guess they just want to kind of remind people this war hasn't ended, this is still going on.
Yeah, and their very presence in the competition and the very fact that the UK is hosting in lieu of Ukraine this year is a reminder of that. And we've been told many times by the Liverpool organising committee exactly the lengths that they are going to, or the lengths they hope to go to make sure that Ukraine is properly represented this year, and that it is how Sam Ryder described it, as Ukraine's party. They're just having it round our gaff.
Basically, yes. And I think that is how it should be, really. So, and this is to say, by the way, I gave that number there of 36 participants, but that's that's just the people that are going to be taking part in the sort of selection process. They did have nearly 300 participants auditioning, putting forward. So it's great to see that loads of people were putting forward their bids for it. There's going to be like a kind of, more breaking down of that until we get to the finale. But very, very, glad that they're doing this. And I kind of get why they're doing it from that place. It will be probably one of the most unique national selection processes that we see in Eurovision ever, I think.
Yeah, this is Nul Poir. Plenty still to come. I think we will try and do a roving version of Flop That Eurobop in just a bit. And your correspondence as well. But first, more on Benidorm Fest, which is this thing that happens in Spain to try and choose who they're going to send to Liverpool.
Yeah, this was big news all over Twitter. This was announced. We now have the lineup for Benidorm Fest 2023. So these are the acts that are going to be taking part in Benidorm Fest, which is Spain's national selection process for Eurovision. There's 18 that they've chosen. So I'm not going to go through all of them, but I've kind of looked at the list and I've got four that I think will be ones to sort of look out for. So do you want me to go through those?
Go ahead.
I will. So we've got Alfred Garcia, who's from Barcelona. He's 25 years old. He's already got 5 gold and 5 platinum records. He's the first Spanish artist to place 16 songs from a debut album in the top 200 of Spotify and the top 100 of iTunes on the first day of release. So this guy, big news, basically. He's pretty well known in the sort of Spanish media and Spanish music industry. So that's Alfred Garcia there. What do you make of that?
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? And I suppose it's something that Spain did last time to great effect with Chanel.
Yes.
They chose somebody who was already massive on social media, had a big following, somebody who they could count on to kind of bring in the punters, people who already knew Chanel, and they're trying to do something similar this time, and it worked pretty well last time.
Yes, and it was as well as sort of social media. It's not just social media, but you know, he's been in quite a few different things. He was a finalist in something called Operación Triunfo 2017, and a representative along with Amir of Spain in Eurovision 2018. So he's also experienced a bit of that as well. So this guy basically knows his stuff. He's the kind of maybe the sure footing in all of this. So that's Alfred Garcia. We then move on to, now you're like this because of the way you just said Chanel. We've also got Sharon.
Very nice. Otherwise
maybe known as Sharon, you'd probably say if you're around here, but it is Sharon,
yeah.
Not Sharon. And she was the winner of the second season of RuPaul's Drag Race Spain. So she's a singer, she's a drag queen, and an actor. What do you make of that, Martin?
She's a singer, and she's a drag queen.
She is, yes.
And she's an actor.
She is as well,
and
yes.
And she's a, yeah.
That's what I said.
Good sounds all right, doesn't it? Oh, I tell you what, we've just arrived in the middle of a lovely little village. Where, Rachel, where are we, please?
In Scotland.
No, I know we're in Scotland.
Yes, Rachel,
thank you. Where specifically?
You know where we are. I don't know how to pronounce it.
What, Tarves?
Yeah.
We're in Tarves. And we're just looking around.
Poor
we're
Rachel,
trying to
having to deal with this silliness.
She's doing a very good job, but we're trying to find the cafe now.
Okay.
And we've reached the centre of the town, but we're now trying to work out where we need to go. To go and get a nice piece of cake. Right, let's whip through the final few. Oh, there's the cafe.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks for your thoughts on Sharon then. Great, thanks for that, Martin. You really added a lot to the conversation there. We've also got Megara, and let me just give you the description of Megara, which is Megara is more than a band. Megara is a lifestyle, a universe, described by critics as the perfect mix between Sinister and cotton candy. Make of that what you will. This is the description on the Eurovision website. What do you think about that, Martin? Megara's more than a band, it's a lifestyle, it's a universe.
Yeah, again, I agree, of course. I adopt it myself. You know, it's just, it is a way of life, isn't it? And I subscribe to it. I subscribe to it.
You
what
do,
what
right.
specifically is being that way of, what's it involve?
Well, I did look them up. I have to say, I didn't realise Megara is actually the wife of Hercules in ancient Greek mythology.
Oh, fair
and,
enough.
And then I got caught down. I don't know if you remember the Disney 1997 animated feature film, Hercules.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Fantastic film. And she features in that as Meg, of course, you might remember.
Oh, cool. I didn't know
great
that.
Film, great
That's
film.
Great.
Hercules. But anyway, great film. Catch up on it again if you can. But that's, I'm guessing, where they took the name from. And when you look them up, you do have to put Megara Band. It's actually quite hard to find them otherwise. But they've got that kind of punkish atmosphere. They remind me, I will say, of Måneskin quite a bit. So they've definitely got that kind of attitude. And I feel like they're trying to feel that. So that's what I'm getting from them.
Okay.
Now, I'll just draw your attention to one more act, which is Twin Melody, and it's twins, Paula and Etana. Now, these are, again, very much your kind of social media breakout stars. They've got 18.2 million followers across social networks, and they're the most followed Spanish content creators. So you can see, again, they're trying to tap into that market there.
Yeah, and it just works, doesn't it? I mean,
it's
quite sad in a way, because you want it to be all about the music and finding new people and bringing them to audiences. But at the end of the day, if you're going to try and win it, it works to have somebody who's already got a head start in getting their name known around Europe, and it's just a great way of doing it.
I think as well, the thing is, if they have a head start because they've obviously got some kind of talent, even if that talent is just in marketing themselves well, and that is part of the game nowadays. That's how, you know, look at Sam Ryder. Would he have done as well if he hadn't been bothered to go on all these promo tours before and get the song out before it actually was on performed on the stage? I arguably don't think he would have. So it's part of the game, and I think social media content creators, they already know about how to do that because they're promoing every day all their content. That's how they get the likes and subscriptions. So yeah, those are just a couple of people, but you can find out, you know, the full 18 on the Eurovision website, eurovision.tv.
Right, shall we do a thing?
Yes.
All right, let's do this.
Flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap that Eurobop.
Now, I'm interested because this is a flop that Eurobop, by the way, where one of us or one of you sings a Eurovision song badly, and we've got to guess what it is that you're singing. Now, it's your go, Martin.
Oh, is it? Oh, no, I didn't know it was my go. I thought it was your go.
It is your go.
Oh, no.
No, because I remember I did that great version of Jamala.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Last week, so it isn't mine. So it is yours.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to do a really easy one because I've just thought of it. And also, can I just say, Rachel's not heard this bit of the podcast before, and she's sitting right next to me, and it is going to be embarrassing. She's already looking at me with trepidation. We're sitting on a park bench now in the middle of this village, waiting to go into our cafe for some cake. And now I'm just going to be singing a Eurovision song terribly.
Yeah.
Right, fine. I'll do it. Hold on. Let's just see if... Do you know any Eurovision songs, Rachel?
No.
No.
Possibly the last one.
What last one? What do you mean possibly?
The one that won.
The one that won?
Yes.
You what? As in?
And I know you can sing that because you sing it a lot.
So it's what? What do I sing a lot?
Spaceman.
Okay, yeah, I do know that one quite a lot. But I'm not going to sing that. I'm not.
I can hear what you're saying, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so I'm not going to sing that one. And Rachel has ruled herself out of joining in with this, which I think is rude, actually. Very rude. Anyway,
poor Rachel.
No, what I'm going to do, I think, is I'm going to do.
Well, don't tell me.
I know what I'm going to do. Okay, here we go. That's all you're getting. You've got to get it from that, and I think you could.
I mean, it. It sounds like the Time Warp, but I don't think Okay.
That's all you're getting. It's quite an easy one, I think.
I know. No, but what always throws me is the way you do the lyrics, and then it really messes. Like, I can't think of the song.
Okay. I'm going to make the tune a bit more obvious. Now, oh, by the way, if you know this at this point, pause the podcast, send us a message, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com, or get in touch with us on social media if you know that already. It is a Eurovision song sung really badly. Do you know what it is? Here it comes again. I'm gonna make the tune a little bit more obvious just for you, Cress. Rachel, stop filming me, please. This is not acceptable.
No,
behavior.
Film it. We'll put it on Instagram. Film it, Rachel.
Okay, here we go. Come on, you've got to get it from that.
I can't get Time Warp out of my head, though. That's the problem.
It's not the Time Warp. Yes, come on, that's it. You know it. That's the exact tune.
Dance to the Time Warp again.
You know the Time Warp wasn't in Eurovision. It can't be that.
No, I know, but now it's just in my head. No, come on, you're going to have to give it to me because I can't. I just can't. I'm sorry. Now I've just got Time Warp going round and round my head. I can't concentrate on Eurovision songs.
All right. So it is Congratulations by Cliff Richard.
Congratulations.
Right. Yes, of course it is. Yeah.
It's
which
obvious,
weirdly
isn't it?
Does sound like Time Warp.
Yeah, well, you've discovered something there. Who'd have thought that Congratulations sounds like the Time Warp? Not me.
I think it's because it's obviously when it's congratulations, it's dee 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 rather than oh rubber dubber dubber dubber, which was what was getting me. But yeah,
should we just get Rachel's thoughts on it? What were your thoughts on my rendition of Congratulations by Cliff Richard? Did you recognise the song?
I did not recognise the song.
Good. Rachel didn't recognise the song. Well, would you have Rachel. Known the song? Do you have you heard of the song Congratulations by Cliff Richard?
No.
Okay, so she wouldn't have
heard it.
Never got it in a million years.
Rachel, please send the song so I can... I'll put that on Instagram.
Oh, right, send the video. Yeah. She's nodding gleefully at that as a prospect.
Good.
I'm not Excellent. So sure about it. Right.
No, yeah, Rachel, we are going to do that. Okay, good. shall we go on to correspondence?
Yes, and by the way, we will return next time for another edition of...
Stop That Europe Pop.
Yeah, okay, time for correspondence very quickly then, because I really want some cake, so can we get a move on with this?
Yes, I know. Okay, goodness me. Right, well, thank you, first of all, to our Patreons who spoke about our Correction Corner last week.
No.
They're all big fans of this.
Yeah, aren't they just?
Theo.
Martin makes a fool of himself, gets something wrong. Oh, let's write in. Great.
Yes, great. Theo says, you guys gave us the greatest correction to a mistake I've ever heard in a podcast. I was chuckling all the way through. Thank you for making my week. This was, of course, when we did it in the style of somebody resigning. God knows who it was. I can't remember anymore.
No.
There's been so many of them.
There's been so many, yeah.
and for Emma as well, our patron said, that was a brilliant correction corner. Better diplomacy than Boris or Truss. Thank you very much to Emma and Theo. Now, we are on Twitter as well. We are at Poinault on Twitter. Blue Zone says, I've not one, but two correction corners for you. It was going to be three. It was going to be three until Laura rightly vindicated herself. Thank you, Blue Zone. Now, I'm going to argue this first one is not a correction corner. Blue Zone says, Andrew Lambrow was also in Australia Decides. This is the guy who's going to be singing for Cyprus. Was also in Australia Decides 2022. I think he came seventh. Now, Blue Zone, that isn't a correction. That's just simply we did not mention that he was also in Australia
that's just
Decides.
It's just additional information, which
that's
fine.
Just additional information, Blue Zone. Come on. But the second one, fair enough, this is a correction corner. The 5 million figure that we talked about broadcasters having to pay for Eurovision is not per broadcaster. All the fees put together come to around £5 million. And to be fair, it just shows how little I know about funding and television programmes that I didn't think that, oh yeah, £5 million per broadcaster is actually a lot of money. But yes, so there you go. Fair enough, Blue Zone. You do get that correction corner. Thank you again to Mark on Instagram, who also enjoyed our correction corner. We are Nullpoir Podcast on Instagram. He said, just listened to the latest podcast on my long drive for work and want to say thank you for making my Monday so much brighter. Still laughing at correction corner. Keep up the good work. Mark does say, I got that flop the Eurobop straight away. Well done, Mark.
Mark, what a lovely message. That's very,
Thank
very
you.
Kind.
We
Thank
appreciate
you.
That, Mark. Also, another little addition that we got from a while ago. Lindsay messaged in to say, I have a filthy laugh. And I just want to question that. What? I don't think I do. Do I?
Filthy? I don't know whether I'd use the word filthy to describe your laugh. Irritating, maybe. But I don't know about...
Wow.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Maybe it is a bit filthy as it goes. Yeah.
Well, I've got a cough now, so if it's filthy, that's the phlegm. But that I would like that to be discussed. I don't think I do, but thank you, Lindsay. If you do want to email us, it's nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. And you could go to your cafe now, Martin.
Oh, can we? Good. Rachel's going to be very relieved. What are you going to have at the cafe, Rachel?
Something with a high dosage of sugar.
Okay, so Rachel.
That's something to wake me up from
yes.
a bloody
yes.
walk.
Yeah, Rachel looks, I'm going to say now, perturbed by the goings-on of the last 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, well,
but hopefully you aren't that perturbed and you'll join us again on another edition. We're going to go to a cafe and, Crash, you can finish the podcast. See you later.
Right, bye then.
Bye.
Okay. Right, they're gone, have they? Bloody hell. Mess.